Can I tell you, I've just had my fifth COVID shot a couple of days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, as we hit on the cruise, which really feels like both like the pandemic's still happening and also like, God, we've been at it for a while, that I'm having my fifth jab.
I actually need to go get my, like, whatever jab. I can't remember. I've sort of, like, forgotten to do it.
Yeah.
The last time I went, the crazy, like, pharmacist, I was, like, at a pharmacy, like, a real, because I quite like a casual jab.
Yeah, we did it at the mall. We did the live pharmacy at the mall.
Yeah.
The guy who organized it was wearing a full beat. It was awesome.
I actually love when you do something really of like quite high importance.
Mm. In the middle of shopping.
In a mall.
With bags on your arms.
Like, I want to get vaccinated in a mall. I want to get like a passport photo in a mall. Mm. I want to get, like, what else? I want to get like a marriage license in a mall or something. You know, like just that crazy.
Sure, there must be malls in the world that you can get married in.
Yeah, well, I think so.
In some ways, getting married at St. Luke's would really honour the importance it holds in my life. What I will say about the booster is...
Has it made you tired?
It fucked me up. I mean, I also got pretty wrecked on Friday, so it could be a combination, and then got it on Saturday morning, so it could be a combination.
You got wrecked on Friday?
Yeah, like...
Fucked up.
Fucked up. I got fucked up.
Are you all right?
We went to see Night of the Queer for the Pride Festival.
That was amazing.
Had such a good time. Electra Shock is an amazing host. The dancing is incredible. They do Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson. Absolutely loved it.
And you got fucked
had
up
there.
Had
a few bubbles there. And then me, Sam and Laura just went back to our house and stayed up until 2 in the morning just hanging out in the lounge.
Oh, my God.
Woke up, got the COVID booster. I've been wrecked for 3 days straight.
The last time I got... I was going to go get jabbed. Was that like a pharmacy? And then the guy was like, you know, this can do all sorts of crazy shit to you. It was so intense.
Wait, what? He was like telling you conspiracies.
Yes. And I was like, I don't want this guy putting anything in my body. Like the booster, nothing. So I just walked out and I was like, I'll go get this some other time. And then went overseas and then have totally forgotten to do it. So
our lady was very casual. She was like, do you know, have you heard about the side effects? We're like, yeah, it's number 5.
It's number 5.
The fifth
it's shot
booster.
Number 5th, yeah.
Yeah. And cue theme song.
Have I press record yet?
Yeah, you have.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
To bite this apricot away from the mic.
Yeah, we just got kicking summer it off fruits. With some stone fruits.
I know. I like that Michael offered you fruit when you came in.
It was such a kind offer, and I
fancy some fruit, which always feels a bit personal.
You know, like, because fruit is like
really pulls out a preference over like fancy a drink. You know, it's like you're not going to go a glass of milk, please.
But sometimes exactly what I need is like a banana, a good shot of energy. You know,
no, but it's like,
that will give me what I need to get through the ketchup.
But it feels like an invasion of. I don't know.
Weird.
It's like being like, fancy some breakfast? You know, like, it's sort of on that tone for me.
Well, you won't believe this. Well, here's what can make fruit okay. If you chop it up and put it out on a platter. Mm. Because we, the other day, had a friend around, watched the PR documentary.
I am hearing
a lot of buzz about this.
The whole thing of that is like, they're like, is there actually a serial killer? Is that the vibe?
There are people in Pihar who I believe, and we got an episode and a half through, so I'm not...
They got too scared.
I'm not an expert yet, got too spooked. But yeah, I think there are people who have connected, there's all these crimes, and they're like spanning over many, many years.
Yeah.
But I think, I haven't heard about all of them yet, but the thing that they all have in common is that people went missing without a trace. Like there's no evidence, they never found the bodies.
Wow.
They're just gone. Anyway, we made a great fruit platter. Pineapples, peaches, blueberries.
That's wow. Yeah. Oh, nice. If you had to go without a trace, what would you do?
Wait, can you... I wouldn't have a choice. Do you mean
if you have to stage your like body? I always think about this. Like you have to like vanish.
Like what's it called when the Secret Service put you in a different place with a new name?
Yep.
Yeah.
How would you do it? But this time you can't even be in with the government.
Okay.
But I want you to totally vanish, disappear.
And
how would you do it?
Wait, why am I doing it?
For, I don't know, because you're fucked up.
How have I, what did I do?
I don't know, all sorts of things.
And who can I tell?
No one.
So I can't tell a single, including the Sam. Love of my life, Sam.
Yep, family,
I just have
parents,
to skip out.
You've vanished.
I've done something really bad then.
Yeah.
To be honest, if I've done a crime that bad, that I have to do
would
that.
Would you hand yourself in?
I'd hand myself in, of
you
course.
Fucking pussy.
Of course. I would hand myself in before I...
Oh my God, this is... Just okay. Answer the hypothetical.
The Gold Coast. Where would you go?
I think I would somehow try and get on a cargo boat or ship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll research the ship that I'm on next week, and I'll let you know how to sneak on and where
you
to stay.
Get on, and then I would try and get to Bali or something.
Yeah,
wherever my money would stretch the most.
Mm.
But I guess I'd see you all get all your money come out of that. It's hard anything to disappear without a trace.
I know, and let alone the guilt you're dealing with because you definitely did something really bad.
No, I reckon there's a part of me that just like every now and then I'm like, I just want to pack it all up and run away somewhere and like just completely change my life. Do you have a breakdown plan?
No, I don't have a breakdown plan. That's
not an option. To break down is not an option.
Yeah, I'm not going to plan for a breakdown, but if it happens, because if it happens, I don't think I'm going to be in the mood to follow a plan that I made previously. Mm. Does that make sense?
So there's nothing like, oh God, if it all just went up shit creek, I would just...
Oh, just like move to Timaru, teach drama.
Really, that's the plan?
Well, I don't know. That's just the first things that came to mind because I haven't. This is not something I think of that often.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that bad?
I think about it.
Do you think that shows
once a week
too much confidence?
I think it shows a sort of lack of planning.
Yeah, because I did.
You're
really
putting
think,
all your eggs in one basket.
I think everything could fall away at any moment.
Yes,
but I don't want to plan for that. You don't want to make a plan.
I'm prepared for all options. Mine is always to make coffee in like a small town somewhere, like in specifically Banks Peninsula area where my parents live.
Oh yeah, maybe I could sell toasties in a van that I live in.
Oh, why have you pitched it there? Like you can still have a good life. Do you know what?
Well,
you made that like double as depressing when you were like, I'll make toasties in a van. Fine.
Yeah.
That I also live in is absolutely not okay.
I think you're right. I don't want to live in the van, but I
don't
do think,
live in the van.
I don't
think you're making toasties in.
I do think I could have a food truck.
Okay, you want to work in a food truck?
Yeah, we always weird to put a bed somewhere
that
there.
That kind
wouldn't
of hunched
it?
Posture that you have when you're working in a food truck, sort of, and you're leaning out the window, like, what do you want? A bag of hot nuts.
You know? Way you said that sort of hunched posture that you have and you looked at me, it felt like you were referring to my specific posture.
You've got great posture.
No, I don't.
Better than mine.
No, I don't. No,
Shut
yours is better.
Up the fake modesty. Your
no,
better
I
than mine.
Am being
your
serious.
Posture.
I've got bad
Listen
posture.
To my fucking...
You stand tall and proud.
You want a fucking go-kart?
Wow. Wow.
I think your posture is better than mine. I'm constantly being told to stop slouching.
Do you know, when we did Alexander Technique at Unitech, it was like so clear that I had the most fucked up posture in the class.
Interesting.
Just couldn't ever get my head neck, shoulder relationship right.
I think you're very like, doop, 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 like kind of like straight down and along. You know,
I think I still, even though I'm a little shorty, do the thing that apparently tall people do where they kind of push their head down and forward to make themselves appear shorter. And I don't think you do that.
I'm going to stand. Am I doing? I'm just going to. Can you take a photo of me, actually?
Yeah.
And I'll just stand normally.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'll review.
Oh, wait. No, I'm putting it on.
You are putting it on so much.
No, I put it on. Okay.
Okay. We can upload these. As a beautiful social
post. This is my posture.
Okay.
This would be like it normally.
Good. All right. Do you want to take a photo of my posture?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't put it on. You look so poised. Shoulders back, chin down, straight line.
God, I look old as hell though.
Look at my chin. That's not good posture.
Yeah, but I think your head is in the right place. I do think your shoulders are slightly bending inward.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That's because of my disability, so fuck you.
Oh, fuck. No.
But I do
God.
Have a missing muscle.
I know,
It does cause me to slouch.
That really, actually, this is an
And
affair.
Honestly, I don't think I talk about it enough.
If I was you, I would be talking about it nonstop.
Do you reckon?
I think so.
I'm missing a full muscle. And I, like, honestly, people are like, fuck, he goes on about being gay. And I'm like, you don't even know the half of it. You don't know what I'm leaving behind.
Yeah, right, right. And you're a fit
and little... And I'm anxious.
But also, you're a fit little fiddle. You've been dancer, everything. You haven't let that stop you even
no,
once
it's not
from achieving your
no,
dreams.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I barely bring it up.
Yeah.
And I should bring it up
whereas
more.
There should be an entire biopic focusing on that aspect of your life.
100%.
The Chris Parker movie comes out.
And it's all about the missing muscle.
I was like, when it gets to the Instagram videos?
You're like, I'm just waiting for... Well, they've got a lot to cover because then eventually he breaks down and then he goes missing.
Yeah, and he starts a new life. Which, don't worry, he had a plan for.
He had a plan.
He had a plan
he
for
had
that
a total
from
plan.
Day
he thought it out and that's how they found him again. Mm. Ultimately, because they found the book with all the plan in it.
Yeah, thank God he kept that book.
He wrote it all down.
Because you know what happened to Eli Matthews and his friend?
No plan.
Gone.
God,
no plan. It turns out the guilt was too much for him.
But then the Piha murderer got him.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened.
Jesus.
I can't believe how fucking violent that beach is. And like, I remember watching Piha Rescue. I would have been about 13. I saw a full dead body on that TV show. It was a Sunday, 11 a.m.
Jesus.
What were they playing? Do you recall, like, the network, the TV producers, even the director just being like... Oh, maybe we cut the cameras now. Like, this is like, why was that on TV?
That is crazy.
I get the message. The beach is dangerous.
Yeah. Some people really love that beach. It's their favorite beach. And I'm like, it's so scary.
It's always, I always find like when the celebrities come here, they'll always do their photo at, they're like, beautiful New Zealand. It'll be like, you'll be waiting for like when is like, you know, Lizzo gonna be like, I'm here.
Yeah, I think Lizzo literally did a photo shoot. And Taylor Swift, of course, famously shot her music video at Bethel's and skied all the gannets. And famously just became the first person to win Album of the Year at the Grammys 4 times.
Oh,
did you know that? You've been working, so I don't know if you've
been
keeping
working,
up with the Grammys
so I have been
today.
Keeping up. Well, what I had done is watched a clip on YouTube about the Grammys.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift. Yeah.
A little recap of today.
No,
just
a little
sort of
moment of her winning
the general
pop vocal album.
When she announced the new album.
She announced her new album.
And see, I think surely she didn't think she was going to win Album of the Year, which is why she did that announcement then, because she was like, this is my one chance. But also, this is this...
I hated the performance that she gave.
It was so... And you could tell everyone in the room hated it as well. It kind of cut to like Miley and a few people in the crowd being like, okay.
My favorite was just like, she's just like... Oh. Well, I guess this is number 13, and you know how much I love that number. And then it's like
I don't. Like, I actually don't.
And the whole room's like, shut the fuck up with all your stupid little Easter eggs. And then, yeah, just she knew she was going to like, I think she was thinking she was kind of at MTV Movie Awards, where there's kind of more fans, and she would like drop it, and then it would all go crazy.
Woo!
But it was sort of like, and I guess I've been holding a little secret for you. And then the rub of the award, like, get that little fingerprint off that award. For the past 2 years, I've got a little album up my sleeve. And everyone's like, you know, but it wasn't. Everyone was
like
we're all working on albums.
Yeah, everyone's got music coming out. You're at the Grammys.
There's actually nothing funnier than someone who thinks they're going to, like, drop something huge that's going to change everyone's lives. I'll never forget.
Is it Kelly Osbourne? That's the mic drop moment that always lives in my mind.
What one? Oh, if you were going to... Who is going to clean your toilet, Donald Trump?
And it was like, oh...
You know, in the sense that...
No, of course I didn't mean that. Doing an American accent to impersonate a British person.
But she gives a strong American vibe.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Sorry. Oh, my God, my brain. I was like, is Helen Mirren British or American? But
British.
She's British. But she gives sometimes an American vibe. No, it was in my life that this happened, where we were doing a play with, like, over the sort of summer holidays, a big sort of community theatre vibe. And one of the women was like, who was in the show, was kind of a little bit older than us. And she was like, it was lunchtime. And she's like, well, because it's Friday, I thought I would make my famous dessert. And everyone was like, she's like, any guesses? And we were like, is it brownies? She's like, no. And we guessed for like 10 minutes. We'd be like, cupcakes. She's like, no, it's my famous chocolate cake. And like, crickets. None of us had remembered that. It's very sweet, but also
how was the cake? Oh no! Is that how it got famous?
It was dry, but I will never forget that moment.
Do you have anything that you would call your famous blanket or any recipe?
No, and when do you get to that point? Because the audacity to be like, time for Eli's famous Caesar salad, you know, everyone's like, probably the energy I'm getting the closest to is at Christmas. I make tiramisu and my brother loves it.
That sounds like it's famous.
And it's like, oh, Chris going to make the tiramisu again. And I'm like, we're getting into this energy of Chris's famous tiramisu. But it's not my recipe.
Have you made any choices to make it your own?
No,
is it all,
that's the thing. It's purely someone else's recipe.
You've got to have thought of at least one thing that you're adding in outside of the box. But it does sound like to me that tiramisu is famous.
I could do something to sort of make it my own. But I don't. Currently, the sort of hype or energy around it is... you know, that it's just the recipe as it stands, which is not mine. And I don't like the pressure potentially of the attention that's placed upon Eli's famous, you know.
Yes. So Sam
Kokovan or whatever.
Sam and I have become famous within my family for doing something that is now, every time we go down together, we are expected to do this, which is make brunch, because we offered to do it once and then we left town, and then the next time we came down,
we missed the shores of
started Peter. A new life. Came home again, and my mum and my sister both brought up, they were like, we can't stop talking about that date. We just saw the two of you in the kitchen, you were juggling the eggs, the bacon, the mushrooms, the avocado, the the English muffins. I think we might have whipped some feta as well. And they were like, and it all was ready at the same time. How did you do? And you weren't talking to each other. It was just like wordlessly making it. And it was like, yeah, I guess we just
just did that.
Just cooked it.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Whoops.
And I guess we've also been holding up a little secret.
For the last two years,
we've been working on lunch. So now that when you go back, are they like, oh my God, Eli and Sam are going to do that crazy thing where they cook in silence again and it all turns out at the same time?
That's it, yeah.
And so you make brunch every time you go?
Most of the times we go, yeah.
What's hard, I find, is the pressure, right? To be like, you know, they inevitably will be like, hash browns are a bit soggy this time. You know, like they'll start to notice.
Totally.
The failures.
And well, especially
as they get
now that.
Against each other.
Because the thing that they noticed was that everything was ready at the same time. And now sometimes I'm like, you know, when you've got to toast like 20 English muffins and you're trying to kind of.
Yes.
Basically, we'd pre toast them and then slide them under the grill for a little bit just right at the end and all that. But it gets a lot.
It's bacon
can be hard as well if you're doing that in the grill. And then,
one thing, and what is hard about what where you're famous for your famous brunch, is its efficiency in the way that it's turned out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it could be. And I guess that there's a standard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of like deliciousness.
That now I'm reaching for.
But that's hard. Like, because it's not like, oh, you know, with my tiramisu.
Mm.
They don't know how that's come about. You know, that's
they don't know anything about
that. Days, you know, potentially.
Yeah, of course.
And late, and it could have been a mess. Mm. And I could have been talking loudly while I was trying to do it.
Yeah, they haven't got the joy of seeing you wordlessly cook it with your partner.
Which is weirdly, the enjoyment they get from watching you cook.
Do you know what I was? I got to bring up one other Grammys thing that you haven't
Please,
seen because this
know
happened
everything.
After. Well, so as another year where like
did Beyonce win anything?
No, but Jay-Z won. Like,
how did she never win? Did she? Was
she wasn't nominated.
Oh, okay.
She didn't release Renaissance. That was last year that Harry Styles famously beat her for album of the year, which was cooked. And then this year they gave Jay-Z like, you know, Legend of the World or whatever, one of those awards, just being a legend. And then he called them out in his speech, which was great. He was like, how is the woman who's won the most Grammys ever never won album of the year? And then that was followed closely by Taylor Swift winning her fourth Grammy for album of the year, the person who's won it over Beyonce a couple of times. But here's the moment that I think is going to be the main discussion point, which is Taylor Swift won Album of the Year. It was presented by surprise guest Celine Dion, who is, of course, really ill at the moment. Like,
yes.
Cannot sing anymore. Has movement issues, talking issues. And she presented the award very beautifully. And then there's a clip of Taylor to making no eye contact, just reaching for the award and grabbing it off Celine. No hug, no acknowledgement, nothing. And she doesn't even look her in the eye.
Is that before or after Miley won best? That's the last award they give out, eh?
The album of the year, that's the end, yeah.
Because I watched Miley get her award. That's the second clip I watched.
Yes. Saying she's not wearing an underwear?
I can't remember that. I just remember her walking up and beside Mariah Carey, and then
that was an early one.
She won a couple of Grammys.
That was her first ever one for like pop vocal or something.
Yes.
And then she won Record of the Year later. But she was like, I love Mariah. How iconic is this to be?
She was so nice.
And then Taylor said nothing about Celine Dion and did not make eye contact with her.
Maybe they've got bad blood. Maybe that's who the album's about.
Yeah,
the
maybe. Song is about. Maybe Celine used to date Travis Kelce.
Here we go. Don't know anything about Travis Kelce. Don't know anything about American football.
Well,
not even gonna try and learn.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I am gonna try and learn about. Car update. Dude, that's the sting.
Yeah.
I've got coolant in my car.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
I have water with a little bit of soap in it that I bought from the car.
And the window washer.
For the window washer.
Yeah, nice.
That is two things that were currently bone dry.
That's crazy.
Now filled with liquid.
What did you do when your window got a little like dusty and gross?
I just keep the dust until I found a petrol station, and then petrol stations became not only places to top up with fuel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sort of most desperately clean my window so I could see again.
Wow.
So now, we're just going to learn some other things about it. I thought, why don't I just try and learn like one thing a week? Like learn what that little light is in the dashboard. Just solve that. And do you know who helped me?
Who?
Lesbians. Again, once again.
Madeline Sami?
No, Alice Sneddon.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
nice.
And actually Jordan Zinni.
A gay man. That's incredible. That's
sort of
awesome.
A sort of a pride thing. That would actually be my pride event.
They sort of paraded up to the car.
That would be a great pride event, actually, which is just like
lesbian car exchange.
Just a safe place. This is a safe space to just ask any question about your car and get it fixed.
God, I really need that.
Yeah,
I don't need a safe space to talk about my feelings. I've got the podcast.
We have people listening to our safe space. Let's create that a pride event for next year.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Just like we'll...
The male gays present, bring your car, we've got some people to help. Brackets, not us, we don't know.
And ain't us, but we're here for vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we've got mechanics.
And we could record a live podcast while we're doing it.
Yeah, which is our safe space.
Yeah, thank God. Perfect.
Yeah, interesting. So what were the big scoops from the Grammys?
SZA was the most nominated artist, but she didn't get any of the top awards, even though kind of the vibe was that she probably should be definitely winning Album of the Year, if not some of the other ones. She did win like one of the ones that was like Best R&B Vocal or something early on, and she was crying, and it was very beautiful. I watched...
As long as everyone who needs a Grammy goes home with one.
Gets one.
Yeah.
And she was definitely like, I can't believe I'm here.
Did anyone... You know, I feel like every year there's someone who like ends up with like 8 Grammys in their hands.
I don't think anyone won more than 2 on the main show. Taylor won... Yeah, Taylor won 2.
Olivia Rodrigo, did she win anything?
Didn't win, but she did perform. Vampire was good. The stage was bleeding. Billie Eilish performed...
Right.
You know what the other big thing was, apart from Celine, was also that Tracy Chapman came out on stage and performed for the first time in like 20 years or something.
Wow.
Duetting with Luke Combs for Fast Car. Yeah, so that's pretty
big.
That's
beautiful.
That's nice.
I wonder... Oh, yes.
Actually, can I do a Queen of the Week early?
Please.
Yeah, great.
Queen of the Week.
Okay.
Standing up for it.
I've just decided, I'm like, we could do a new thing where we could message Tim the times that all these things happen.
Our producers who just I like that he listens to the whole podcast.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. Okay. My Queen of the Week.
Yeah.
I actually have to give 2.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Annie Lennox performed at the Grammys. She did a tribute to Sinead O'Connor, sang Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, my God.
And then at the end said, artist for ceasefire, peace in the world. Who I believe she is the first and only person to talk about this
in
the awards season, which has been going on for months. Did nothing at the Emmys, nothing at the Golden Globes, and then they cut it off, and they actually had a weird, like, kind of pro-Israel, like a little bit of Israeli propaganda later in the show from the head of the Grammys.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God, it's crazy over there, isn't it?
It's really full on. Anyway.
Oh, way to go.
So love to see that.
Yes.
Would anyone who's listening who's about to go attend to the Oscars, feel free to speak out. Please. Also, any next thing happened kind of just after that Taylor album thing happened. And it was like, oh, you thought you had your mic drop moment. And then like 2 minutes later, someone actually did something brave and exciting.
Wow.
My second Queen of the Week.
Oh my God, two.
Queen of the Week.
Is it me?
No, it is Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I feel like something crazy happened with The Color Purple, which I saw.
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, my God. It's good. It's
good. Why is it not?
It kind of dropped off the like awards season, even though I think it like broke some records for money, did lots of things. Everyone seemed to like it. I have never seen the original. I don't know the book, so I was going in fresh. But I was very... moved by the story.
Yeah.
I thought there was times where it did look like a TV movie, like in the cinematography and stuff, but then there was other times where it looked beautiful and the songs were good, and Fantasia has one of the best voices that we'll ever get to hear.
Was she an American Idol?
She was.
Oh my God.
She
when
was...
an American Idol is still an American Idol.
I know.
It's amazing. Like, I think about Kelly Clarkson in that sense.
Unbelievable.
We were
career is...
And
impeccable.
Now she just enjoys her little daytime talk show.
I know.
And sings in the audience.
And she just sings like anything she wants.
And everyone's like, yes.
Yeah.
I hope she sings it. Yes, you know.
Oh God, I love Kelly.
I love Kelly.
So Fantasia was in season three. Simon Cowell has said multiple times that she is the best singer that they've had on any of the shows that he's worked
on.
And she does have an amazing voice, but it kind of is... Kind of
is Jennifer Hudson American Idol?
Yeah, same season as Fantasia.
And Fantasia's
Fantasia won. Jennifer Hudson came like eighth. There was a shocking week where all the three black girls all ended up in the bottom three. Wow. They did this crazy thing because there was another girl called LaToya, and they basically there was three pretty average singers, and then those three girls were all amazing, and they got them to reveal the bottom three. They got them to stand three.
Oh my God!
In two sets of three, and then they were like. I can't remember what they did. I think they might have even made the audience clap for who they thought was staying, and everyone clapped for Fantasia and Jennifer and LaToya, and then they revealed that they were actually the bottom three. That's when Jennifer Hudson went home.
Does she have an EGOT?
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
She's got an Oscar. She's got...
A Grammy?
Hey, Siri.
Okay.
Does Jennifer Hudson have an EGOT?
Surely. Maybe she doesn't have a Tony.
Jennifer Hudson didn't realise she became an EGOT. November last year, still processing.
She's an EGOT?
She's an EGOT.
Oh my God.
I think she got her Tony for like producing a play maybe.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like when they sort of
weirdly
do it that way.
Tony for A Strange Loop.
Mm. I think EGOTs are like the thing we should celebrate the most. Like I feel like the whole world can come together when someone's an EGOT.
Do you know it's just a joke from 30 Rock?
Are you serious?
It is. Or either that or from Tracy Morgan's stand-up. It's like, it started as a joke and then now has become like a legit thing from the joke.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's a glorious thing. I hope Fantasia gets a nigga. Fantasia, it pisses me off that she's not in the best actress.
You kicked me when you said that.
Yeah, it pisses me off. I thought she gave such a good performance.
I just love your passion for American Idol. I've never sort of seen that. In you before.
Do you not know that maybe I could bring these for the next time we have a podcast? Or I'll bring it for the live podcast.
Okay, sit down.
Not just American. I was deeply into Australian Idol.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on an Australian Idol message board that then would like was on fire during the season, obviously. Everyone kind of recapping it, saying who they wanted, saying who they supported. I think it was 13 or 14. And then it was like me and truly just like 40-year-old woman all connecting on this message board. And then like in between the seasons.
And all caught up 10 years later.
That's my plan, is to meet up with those gals.
Bring them all back. We're going on a boat.
Well, because it just...
Oh, my God, my voice.
That was crazy.
Bring them all back. We're going on a boat.
the message board like continued after Australian Idol was on air, and we would just talk about our lives. And I found some posts of me like after the first time I got drunk and then went on the message board and wrote like, a bunch of messages.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, gals.
I'm gay.
Don't tell anyone.
They were actually the first person I ever came out to.
7 years before I saw anyone else. Before I dated a woman for a couple of years.
On your Australian Idol message board. I think probably that whole era of like message boards and stuff was like the purest the internet could ever be.
Yeah, people really had kind of wholesome communities, I think.
I am seriously rethinking about how I engage online, like what I want to get from the internet. And I think I really do want to create an individual, like an independent Facebook where I befriend 20 to 30 of my friends and sort of post circa 2004 on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like a sentence about what you're doing that day.
Probably not as devastating as what I was writing back then. Oh. Well, you know, it was always like, Mrs. Me Friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just something like that. Like, enjoying the soup, but wish I had company would be like, this is just devastating.
I've got all these ones that are like, hopes you're ready to see me, Christchurch. It's so sad.
Like, we didn't quite found our voice yet, but no, to be like, you know, just to write like a status. To a community that I know, not to like everyone. Yeah. The idea of being like public is just so...
It's mortifying.
It's just like not what it was ever originally intended for.
Yeah.
And I long for the day that my Instagram was like, not like reels and, you know, but was just like a coffee upside down on a table.
Have you ever scrolled right down to the start of your Instagram and you look at all your photos, like heavily filtered, often quite blurry photos. They've all got 4 likes.
And it's like crazy. 4 likes.
And you'd be like, yeah, sweet, put that out there.
Because it wasn't about getting the likes.
No, the likes weren't important.
And the likes came up. I remember when like discourse came about. Mm. And then we were like, we were saying it to each other like, are you posting that for the likes or are you posting that for yourself? And now it's like, we're beyond that.
Wow.
But now we're about views and engagement and all that bullshit. But like back in the day, it was just about like a digital personal photo album. And it was beautiful.
Very sweet. We used to do on You Live a selfie of the day. And that was kind of, I think I only got Instagram for work and I didn't really know what it was. And then
And with like the hashtag, you know, like InstaGay or something.
I mean, people still are here at an InstaGay.
It should have been my comedy festival show.
Hashtag InstaGay. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I would have stopped you from doing that.
But it's true.
I think you should call your show that when you're 50 years old.
InstaGay.
InstaGay.
Yeah. Chris Parker is InstaGay. It's so good though, isn't it? Like that's the best it was. Are you freezing? I'm freezing. The aircon is. I just had to turn the aircon off.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to think about that for a while.
Yeah, you really did. Hold on 2 seconds.
I was like, of course not. It's summer. It has... Something shifted recently where I'm like, it's not crazy hot at night anymore.
It will get hot again, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it will.
Mm.
I have seen a clip of like Winston Peters and David Seymour at Waitangi talking and sort of like the energy is like cooked.
Yeah, it's so bad.
He's just like yelling at them, be like, shut up, don't, you know, like get an education, he says at one point. I couldn't believe it.
You get an education, I was like, don't I'm like, Jesus.
But part of me is like, well, show your true colours then. You know? Let us know what we're dealing with.
And Davidson would have been like, we never said we're getting rid of the treaty. It's like, yeah, but you said you're changing it. You can't just... That is essentially getting rid of it if you're making a new version.
Yeah, there's someone I want to make go missing.
Hope he's got a plan.
Go to pee, bitch. I hope no one from like stuff is listening to this.
We don't mean anything.
We don't mean anything. We're just we actually little love boys. David Seymour.
He's actually our
he's queen of the week.
on the week, Chloe announces her leadership bid. David Seymour, queen of the week.
That's amazing.
That's so sick.
And it was amazing. It was so exciting to see. And it gives me so much hope. It had a slight air of Taylor Swift announcing that she's got an album. We're like, we know.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know.
I wasn't 100% because I was like, maybe she won't want to. The only thing that would be stopping it was I was like, maybe she doesn't want to.
No, when Jacinda was like, I don't want to be shy.
I could never be
prime minister.
I've got no leadership ambitions.
Like, I don't want to be. No, I'm in this for just my little electorate.
No, but how sick that Chloe was like, I want the Greens to be the leading party on the left. And I'm like, hell yeah.
But I think they I think they will be.
Yeah, definitely.
That's my prediction of the week.
Yeah, wow. Tim, can you put the prediction of the week sting in now?
And also car of the week update. We're just putting all these new bits.
What's
in.
The segment called? It's called Car of the Week, comma, update.
What's going on for you? I mean, how's your... We're in Feb now. We're truly... storming into the year.
Oh yeah, I've had such a lovely, flexible January where I haven't had anywhere to be so much of the time. So I'm working at home, swimming every day. But now February's a nightmare. I'm going on not a nightmare, but it's just a lot on. Going on the cruise in 2 days, and I didn't realize. So we leave at our flight's at 8:30 in the morning, and then I am performing on the cruise 11 PM Australian time that night. So that is 1 AM our time after a whole day traveling.
You'll need some fruit.
Yeah,
banana.
I will need a banana. You're right. I will. I've got bananas on the boat. But we got the app where you can book in your restaurants and all that sort of stuff.
Oh my God.
There's lots of other shows. Courtney Act is performing a couple of shows. Minnie Cooper.
Oh my God, that's kind of amazing.
Dinner theater.
I actually forgot about Minnie Cooper for a little bit.
I thought
about her for a long time.
I love her.
While she was on Drag Race, I just couldn't stop thinking about her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's someone
who feels British.
Yeah, she's a very British sensibility, isn't she?
Just in that kind of genre of people that we were discussing earlier.
I think me and her could become friends. Because I think Courtney's just doing the opening night, and then I feel like maybe she's ducking off the boat because she doesn't have any more shows on the schedule. But Minnie is definitely there for the whole time.
Wow.
I can't wait to explain the cruise to you once I go on it and understand how it works.
I sort of prefer the predictions.
Yeah.
Because it's also all filled with hopes and aspirations and dreams, which I think will come true.
Yeah.
It's a magical place.
It's going to be unreal.
Is it all you think about? Sam's going too, right?
Yeah, Sam's
this
coming
is
as well.
Crazy.
Once I leave here, we're packing.
Honestly, I can't believe I was the last port of call.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've got tomorrow, but we've kind of got...
Should I wave you off at the...
That would be so beautiful. At the airport, even though we're on a boat or fly to Melbourne just to wave us off.
Bye, boys. Bye. Come safe returns.
But I do feel like I am continuing a tradition of not being here for almost the entirety of Auckland Pride, which happens every year.
Every year.
Because I'm at the cruise, and then I'm going to do some shows in Christchurch. Almost sold out if you want to get your tickets now. And then I'm going to perform at Mardi Gras. It's crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Damn it, I had a thing to say. Nope, can't remember. Anyway. Do you have a fact of the gay?
Oh, I did have a fact of the gay.
Yeah.
Fact of the gay.
I was inspired to look this up because I don't even know if this actually has anything to do with being gay. But
honestly, we're kind of at that point now where they could just, did you know cows have 4 stomachs?
Do they really? Or is that... Giraffes have a couple of hearts.
The way a couple of hearts is so casual. Oh yeah, giraffes have a couple of hearts.
No, I looked up a fact about Amelia Earhart.
Oh yes, because they found her bones.
Is that what? Did they find her bones? Are you serious?
I think so.
What? When?
Is that why you brought her up?
No, I brought her up because I was like, I just felt like she was a trending topic in stand-up comedy.
Because they found her bones, didn't they? I do not know how to spell Amelia Earhart. In 2019, DNA testing may prove whether bones from the Pacific Islands were Amelia Earhart's.
Okay, so they happened in 2019.
Shit, talk about going missing. We've gone full circle.
We really have.
But she's it's been trending again on TikTok recently because I think everyone's in the way that they find out information and they're like, no one knows this yet. And we're like, we've known this since 2018.
We did hear this. Yeah. But we obviously hadn't heard it because when you told it to me then, very much thought it happened this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's I've just seen a lot of stand-up at the moment. Like Becky Lucas has a big Amelia Earhart joke.
Oh.
And then I watched...
Guy
Montgomery looks like her. Sashia Zameda, I watched her special on YouTube. She was talking about Amelia Earhart. She's just in the zeitgeist at the moment.
Mm.
And
so she flew a plane and then went missing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
See, this is why I'm talking about going missing's kind of interesting.
It is a bit fun, isn't it?
It's probably the thing you could do to get the most attention. It's the most attention-seeking way to die.
To go missing without a trace but then leave something behind
I would love to do that.
Yeah. We found his AirPods.
I'd be like, don't look inside them. Don't open the case. You're not allowed.
We're trying to.
But to respect his privacy.
Do tests on all these different coloured specs.
We found his AirPods, but to respect his privacy, we haven't opened the case.
We actually sealed it shut with concrete.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
They are the look inside them. Ugh.
I got some new ones and it's not happening so much with these.
But people were talking about getting earaches from using their AirPods recently. And I think they were like fucking up people's... like ear canals.
Yeah, I heard there's something to do with the activity of like sending messages between the ears that's not good for you.
In terms of listening to music?
Yeah, well, just like the AirPods specifically. I don't know.
As for someone who doesn't really listen to, like I never really listen to music.
Yeah, I can't believe, I remember when, yeah, your top song last year, you listened to it like 40 times. Not even once a week. Off. No, but it's crazy.
I know. Yeah, I just.
I listen to music. Especially at the moment, working from home, it's on dawn till dusk.
My head is screaming constantly.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it's like talking the whole time that if I have music on, it's too much. I need silence.
What happens like when you hear a song and you're like, I love that song?
Oh, then I'll never think about it ever again.
Wow.
Or I'll save it and then never listen to it again. Yeah, but like that's why I'm so bad at song lyrics, because I only listen to songs once. Or twice, or 40 times if it's really good.
If you're like on a bus or a train, or when you're at the gym, just doing weights.
Open ear.
That's crazy.
Because that way, you know, I want to feel more present. I don't want to consume all the time.
When I go to the gym and I forget my AirPods, yeah. I just feel like everyone is looking at me going, is he trying to listen to us?
You have to, yeah.
So Amelia Earhart, I just was like, she gay? Basically, is where I went. Because it's just a gay kind of vibes. But no, not necessarily gay, but definitely wrote a letter to her husband prior to taking off.
Oh, that's kind of gay.
Setting out the terms for their marriage. And here's the interesting bit.
That's what they found when she went missing. Or just one of the stuff.
Just one of the things. I think they found.
Right.
I think he had received the letter. But they put together, I think her letters got published or something. Here's what she said about their marriage. On our life together, I want you to understand I shall not hold you to any medieval code of faithfulness to me, nor shall I consider myself bound to you similarly. If we can be honest, I think the difficulties which arise may be best avoided should you or I become interested deeply, brackets, or in passing, in anyone else.
So they were open.
They were open, they were fucking.
Oh my God, and their friends were like... Oh my God, Amelia and George are just, they're open and they're so annoying.
They keep talking about it. I'm like, keep it in the letters.
And if they're so messy, like she's like, I know she's flying around and then she's like complaining about it. And as your co-pilot, I'm just like, oh God, I can't stomach this.
By the way, I went missing too.
Do you know?
No one's talking about me.
They're not looking for my bones. Do you know anyone who's open who's not just sort of talking about it all the time?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I know quite a few people who keep on pretty down low.
Pretty down low.
I've been trying to write some stand-up recently about how I think we got to bring back the term swingers. That it is such a more fun way to describe that than any way that anyone describes.
Yeah, it's
like,
got a sense of kind of
non-monogamy
jazz to it, doesn't it? Yeah,
swingers. And it just feels loose and casual. It's like, I'm just swing sometimes.
Swinging about, yeah, keys swingers. In a bowl.
The reason for that is that when we had those flamingos, which were stolen from my front yard.
Congrats to whoever. They've gone missing.
Yeah, they're gone. Well, no, they got stolen. We watched them get stolen live on our security cameras while we were overseas. We got a notification. I was like, oh, there's a woman in our yard. And then she just put the flamingo ornaments up and just went away.
God, that's good.
But apparently having a flamingo in your front yard, we found out after buying these, what is the international symbol of swingers.
See, I miss shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, because now it's all online. You'd be like, oh, we're just on Swingers.
Swingers NZ.
Swingers, which is spelled S-W-I-N-G-R. And yeah, that's where we sort of connect with other couples that are sort of swinging about. But, you know, back in the day, it was like, you know, the bananas up on the thing. And
yeah.
And we didn't have our AirPods in, so we were just getting these clues. I kind of miss that tangible evidence of like which way you position yourself in life.
Yeah.
I want hanky codes and bananas and turned upside down.
Being subtle and quiet and chill.
Yeah, and I want like, you know, the cops are going to come and be like, it's illegal to be gay, and I miss that, you know.
Do you know in the movie The Grinch, which by the way, I think Jim Carrey deserved every acting award ever for. He's unbelievable in that film. But The Grinch is raised by two women who definitely seem like lesbians, and when the Grinch gets left at their door, they are having a party where all the Whos are throwing keys into a bowl.
Oh God, I love
the Grinch kicks off with a pretty big swingers joke.
There should be an award ceremony every year, which is like we want like a redo award where like you could nominate people who kind of got, they're called the snubs.
Yeah, true.
And like you could finally give like Jim Carrey a snubbed,
because so often, yeah, like years later, there's a performance that everyone's still talking about, or a film, Mr. or an album that everyone's talking about. Yeah, that is Oscar-worthy shit.
Oscar-worthy shit.
Or they could just stop only rewarding serious acting.
Yeah, and start rewarding buffoonery.
Yeah.
You know, because they did. Buffoons deserve awards too.
Yeah, it's hard work to being a buffoon.
What if you had to give out any sort of physical, tangible evidence of like who you are, like a way that you operate in life, what would it be?
Wait.
Like a banana in a basket or a hanky code, would you do?
Oh, like what's my code for the fact that I mostly will stay at home and play board games?
Yes. Yes. I reckon mine would be, it would be like at a party where I'm like, I know I'm extroverted, but I'm tired tonight.
Yeah.
And it would be like, I guess like one AirPod in is sort of the modern day equivalent of that.
You're at a party walking around with one AirPod in. Just as your subtle symbol that no one's going to notice or ask you about.
They'd be like, what are you
listening to?
Are you doing a prank? Is there someone like telling you to say funny things in a green room somewhere?
Yeah. Are you listening to a podcast while you're also trying to engage in this conversation?
I feel like when people walk around with like an AirPod in, you know, it's like,
Yeah.
They don't want to be engaged with. You're not supposed to engage with
when
them.
Someone tries to engage with me, when I have an AirPod in, I'm fuming.
What about when you're at the gym, you got your headphones on and someone's like trying to go, it's such an invasion, eh? That's why I don't like the headphones when they're like, you know, you're like,
you're
someone's equipment
this?
And you've both got headphones on and you're like, kind of clambering towards each other to try and communicate.
Yeah, I have no idea what volume I'm speaking at whenever anyone talks to me at the gym.
And
I'm
like, yeah, right. Yeah, like just screaming out loud. This is fucking go.
Maybe my symbol would be...
I don't know if there's anything I'm trying to put out there in the world.
Yeah, I don't really know if I have a secret message I need to let anyone know.
Locked down and... I mean, I guess what am I looking for?
If
I'm not looking for a third...
If I'm up for anything, I'll just let you know.
I'm kind of looking for more adult friends.
Really? Chris?
Sorry, I'm going to go. No, but like... I think I sort of firmly position myself as being like, I don't need any more new friends.
Mm.
But I feel like everyone's moving to the UK. And so I'm like, I kind of want like... I don't know. I'm like, I would love to make some more adult friends.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it'd be sweet. So yeah, I guess like I'm sort of single in a platonic way.
Yeah.
Single and looking, dating.
Yeah, I'm platonically single.
Yeah, and I don't know what my indicator would be. Maybe like
that really makes it sound like you have zero friends.
No, I've got friends. Got plenty of friends.
Yeah, but it's
the sort of, I go to the same.
Looking, yeah.
I go to the same people all the time who I love, but I'm like, it would be great to sort of diversify the pool a bit more.
You're right.
Go a bit wider, see what I've got, see what's humming around the city.
Yeah, of course.
Do you ever have like a crush on someone in a platonic sense?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's all the time.
I love it. I'm like, I so desperately want to be your friend. It's quite hard to make friends as an adult. What's the most...
Especially when there's someone, the worst... predicament I feel that we're in is that often those people that you want to be friends with, you do like follow each other on Instagram or something as well, but then to kind of broach that in a conversation is feels like putting a knife into your own stomach.
Yeah, with me, I'm following you on Instagram. Yeah, so, kill me.
So I actually have seen your stories for your entire holiday.
You're hilarious. Yeah, I actually know your partner and your family. I think your mum's kind of cool, but we've never met.
Yeah,
kill me. I know those sort of. I guess they are sort of parasocial relationships that you want to experience in a physical sense.
Mm. There should be a little hanky code for keen for friends.
I would love that.
There's codes on the cruise. I think there's a military dog tag party, which feels pretty inappropriate. But I think you can stick a thing on your dog tag, depending on what you're looking for, like a sticker.
Fuck, I love that shit.
Mm.
Bring back codes.
I want to push it all underground once again so we can use codes.
I want a bit of mystique. You know, it's all out in the open. I like a little bit of, you know, curiosity and intrigue.
This is actually something that I have been meaning to ask you for about a month because I watched the show Fellow Travellers on Neon. It is Matt Bomer and Jonathan Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
And they both work in like McCarthy era America. They're working like for these politicians who are very conservative.
I'm so wondering how this is going to come around to me.
Well, so in the show, they are basically Matt Bomer's character is a closeted gay who ends up getting married to Alison Williams, playing a gay man's husband, which is like perfect role for her.
And I want to ask you, when did you come out?
No. So Matt Bomer is like kind of an asshole in it, and he sleeps with guys, and like you can't. There's one guy basically that tells him his name, and then it's like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "I don't do that." And then because he learnt the other guy's name, when there's suspicion on him that he might be gay, he throws the other guy under the bus. Like he's like, "No, I'm not gay, but I'll give you the name of someone who is gay," because they're trying to get rid of like communists and gay people from their.
I need to like always just start. Be like, "We're getting the communists. Oh, we'll get the gays.
We'll chuck the gays in. We'll chuck the gays in." Basically, yeah. There's lots of. Being gay, they have to meet up in very secretive places. No one can see them together. Mm. Starts this like years long affair with Jonathan Bailey. Do you think if you lived in that time period?
You've been meaning to ask me this for months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think if you lived in like the 50s, McCarthy era,
yeah.
Would you ever ended up like kissing another man?
This Given is such an insane question to be wanting to ask me for months.
Well, don't you think it's interesting? But wow, I'm sorry, I'm always breaking the microphone. But for like both me and you only came out in our 20s, like didn't like.
Oh no, I would be married with like 3 kids.
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah, 100%.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It would have taken like even in this open world where everything is
yeah.
Allowed.
It was 2004, and I was like, oh, I could stay in the closet forever.
Yeah, same. So I was like, I could handle it. You know, I could handle a woman for the rest of my life.
Oh God, this is so bleak.
Yeah, it's dark, isn't
but,
it?
But
I guess that's.
I think about those stories all the time. I guess when you watch these movies about people who was like, you know, those brave trailblazers who.
And without the internet or anything to give you advice, to even figure out how to have like gay sex, I'm like, how did it all, it just would have been crazy. And then they've got these secret bars that they go to.
Yeah. This sounds great.
The show has a terrible script, but it is good enough to watch. The dialogue is appalling all the way through, but.
I don't think I would have. I think I would have stayed in the closet forever. And probably had convinced myself the power of the mind, right? I think I'd probably have the ability to have convinced myself I was straight. I'm convincing myself now, to be honest.
You're convincing me. Wow. With that posture? Also, we took photos of our... Oh, no, we did look at the photos, didn't we?
Yes. We'll upload them to our social channels.
I don't know.
Follow us at The Male Gaze on fucking whatever platform we're on.
We don't have any socials, I don't think.
Follow us on Twitter. I honestly think we will see the end of social media within the next 5 years.
You think?
Yeah.
The end of social media. What is the end of social media?
The end of the sort of like intensity that it currently operates our current lives.
Yeah.
I truly believe it is
a breaking point.
It cannot sustain more hype.
And you know, TikTok's kind of a little bit effed at the moment because Universal pulled all their music.
Yeah. I think about when the phrase break the internet, like, you know, Kim Kardashian broke the internet with that like paper magazine. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time like I felt like something was viral. To the point now I'm like, I don't know what viral is because it feels like, what would you consider virality to be online?
It's something that it feels like everyone is talking about.
But I just feel like every day there is something that's got like millions of views. Like this viral...
But see, that's the thing. I'm like maybe it doesn't qualify it if it just got millions of
views. The Big Mac tacos that people were making.
Oh, yeah.
Would you call those viral?
Yeah.
What about the lady who was climbing, this is my Queen of the Week, the lady that was climbing through her window and then she got stuck and then her top fell down and her boobs were pressing against the glass?
Queen of the Week.
I know, that's not viral to me.
Yeah, I think, like, because yeah, so much goes viral now.
Does it have to go viral enough that your mum hears about it to be viral?
Because I feel like the amount of numbers, like, in a view, like, we've all got, like, have you got a million views on
A couple of videos.
And would you consider them viral?
No. I would say they've done big numbers, but yeah, no one's...
So what's the number to make something viral now?
What is it, a numbers-based thing?
Because I would
I
remember when we worked at Jono and Ben, and we did that BBC news report.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, we did a parody of that BBC. It was like during, was it during lockdown?
No. We weren't doing Jono and Ben during lockdown. That was a long time ago.
There was a Zoom call, though, weirdly. Where
it was like, this was more than 5 years ago. Just thinking about how five years is the D-Day that you're giving social media.
And the lady was like crawling into...
amazing video.
Amazing video. Then we parodied it. And then that got like millions of views. And we were like, it's gone
viral. Yeah.
Because I don't think... I feel like those metrics are different now. Because every day there's something that reaches what I would consider from my like early sort of 2000s understanding a viral benchmark.
Well, that's because I was thinking my earliest memory of a viral video is the Star Wars kid. The kid pretending to be a Star Wars character in his drama school room after everyone's left. And to me, it's viral because it had such an impact that I was like, for years to come, people are going to be returning to this video. Whereas now, there's a lot of things which do big numbers that no one will ever be returning to.
Like in the way that we all were quoting Vines.
Yeah.
Do we quote TikToks in the same way? I think Vine's legacy will be the fact that it was deleted and like all the, you know, that as we knew it was like disappeared. And then it becomes this like keepsake. In a weird way, it's like memory of how good it was or something.
I know.
But it was actually not a great app to go on sometimes.
Yeah, it was kind of buzzy. And I was posting straight garbage on there. I did not know how to do it.
It's like 6 seconds video. 6 seconds of stand-up.
Yeah. And it was hard to even find the followers. Because now when I hear about Vine famous people and you can see their Vines, I'm like, oh, I definitely wasn't seeing that.
No.
I was just seeing my friends being like, hello.
Giffy time.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is really interesting.
What do you reckon?
How much longer social media's got?
Yeah.
Hard to say, because I would have thought that Gen Z would be the generation to kind of reject the internet, and that certainly has not happened.
True.
So
what about Gen Alpha?
I think Gen Alpha might.
Yeah. Funny. I've just been, you know, on my TikTok scrolls, noticed like, Gen Z is sort of coming for Gen Alpha and saying like they're like this crazy generation because they're the generation that are like going to Sephora and like trying out all the products and like just leaving the place like a bomb site because they're like 12 years old. And I'm like, it's very like interesting that Gen Z came for both millennials and Gen Alpha. It's giving middle child syndrome.
But if you're 12, are you Gen Z or are you I thought Gen Alpha would be someone who's like 4. Because millennials, right? Isn't it like basically...
How old are Gen Alpha? And then they've got language that like, you know, because I was like, oh my God, I have no idea what Gen Z are talking about. But then I quickly kind of learned their language.
You know the code.
But Gen Alpha, I'm like, truly don't understand.
Well, I think they're 5.
Gen Alpha are those born from 2010 to 2024.
Oh, wow. So they can be 12.
They can be 12.
What's Gen Z? Oh, wow. Because isn't millennials like such a wide berth? Like pretty much anyone who's 28 now to 46 or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gen Z a small little group then?
I think so.
Wow.
Gen Z age range is Gen Z born 1997.
Oh, wow.
To 2012.
Okay.
Millennials 1981 to 1996. So we're kind of old millennials.
Yeah.
Are we?
We're in the middle.
Yeah, we're in the middle. That's nice. That's a good sweet spot.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather, if you could, which one would you want to be?
Gen Z or Gen Alpha?
No, of any generation.
I think Gen X had it pretty good.
I would want to be Gen X.
I think, you know, to be kind of young adults in the 90s would have felt really good. Like, and
got on the housing ladder like quite early.
I mean, I guess I'm probably speaking from like a white perspective as well, but I think there was a pre-9/11 idea that kind of like we'd dealt with all the progressive issues, the wars were over forever, girl power, I just think
Alan was boss.
Yeah, yeah. There were gay people on TV being funny, being crack up, but not getting like in the way.
Yeah, we were watching like Seinfeld, and we got it because we were old enough to get it.
Yeah,
yeah. I reckon Gen X.
And the Gen X celebrities. I'm sorry, the Gen X celebrities were hot as hell.
Really?
Well, don't you think like the cast of Friends?
Yeah.
Unbelievably hot. It's
so and that's what we want you to take away on this week's episode of The Male Gaze. The Friends of cast, unbelievably
hot.
And if had given the chance, Eli and I firmly would have stayed in the closet for the rest of our lives.
We would have. And one of us has a plan if everything goes wrong, and the other one doesn't have a plan. But if we disappear without a trace, just know
it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And leave us alone.
And come to our live show, the 18th of February.
At Q Theatre. It's part of Q Theatre's Podfest. We're on the 18th of February. It's a Sunday. Also, we're doing stand-up. You'll be doing Christchurch.
The week before. Yeah, the 16th, 17th. Last few tickets are available now.
If you're in Australia, I'm in Adelaide in 2 weeks, three weeks. And then I'm in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and then a New Zealand tour as well. And you've got tours?
I've got tours, yeah. I'm doing, come to Sydney Mardi Gras. I'm doing the show at the Emore Theatre, which will be very fun. Also in Dunedin in March, and Melbourne in April for 2 weeks. Ooh. And Auckland and Wellington at some point later on.
That's us.
What was I going to say? Oh, and also go see the other podquests that are part of PodFest.
Part of PodQuest.
God, we should have finished it before I said this. But go see Rats in the Gutter and Petra Baker's podcast and the worst idea of all time. It's a festival.
The Wellington Paranormal Podcast.
I just wanted to shout out that we there's other things on.
I actually cannot. I fucking love Petra Baker's, and I'm...
Yeah.
Oh. I think she's an icon.
She's glorious.
She's not the queen of the week, however.
No.
So,
better luck next time.
Better luck next time, Petra.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.